This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome back. Day two of Cowboys training camp. Brian brought us in Oxnard, California with incredible coverage. 2 days in, four and a half weeks to go. The training camp coverage brought to you by the on-time experts Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. And salute to them. But now we are in the build-up to Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. Looking for a sweep of the friggin' A's.
Let's do it.
Wolchuk, what do you got?
All right, so yes, it is Patrick Corbin. It is not Nathan Eovaldi. We were thinking maybe Evo could go today. He's not. He's going to probably, as we talked to Jared earlier, pitch over the weekend. But it'll be the lefty Patrick Corbin against a fellow lefty in Mr. Sears on the bump for the A's. Now, leading off again, it's going to be Hellman, Seager at short. Hellman's also playing center field. Marcus Semien at second. Adolis Garcia in right. Josh Young moving up the lineup now since he's come back at third. Wyatt handling left field. No Kyle Higashioka tonight. I'll have more on that in a moment. Jonah Heim will be catching. Freeman will be DHing. And Ezekiel Duran will be in at first base. So no Josh Schmidt. That might be because it is a lefty. Also, Boach has liked with the day off tomorrow. Maybe he gives a guy a day off so they can get it legitimately back-to-back days before we get into a big series against the Atlanta Braves over the weekend. But the news on Higgy, who has been really, really good here as of late for the Rangers, Bruce Bochy, saying he has half of a grade one strain. Now, I've never
point
heard of
five.
It.
You got a 0.5 hammy strain.
Half, yeah, 0.5 hammy
of a grade
strain.
One strain, yeah, in his hammy. The hope is that he can avoid the IL, but they're going to monitor this. So this was positive news. Jared was kind of hinting like maybe he was going to go on the IL, but I guess the scan looks solid, and they're hoping just a couple of days, maybe he can get back.
This is huge. I would just be looking to DH him, though, for about the next 6 weeks.
Yeah.
We cannot D around with that hammy and have it turn into a five-week deal where he's out.
No, it'd be big.
I'm gonna say, hey, as soon as it feels pretty good, just let us know, and you're gonna go into like jogging mode on the bases. But we need this 1,000 OPS in the lineup,
yeah.
Like as quickly as possible. So I'm hoping to get him back at least in the lineup by the weekend.
I'm with you. And Cody Freeman, who's played basically every position on the diamond, is your now backup catcher. That's what Boach has said. So if something happens to Jonah tonight, Cody Freeman, who is DHing.
I love that.
Behind the dish.
I love a super utility guy. And yes, Higashioka is just, his 1,000 OPS is over the last month, not for the season.
No, obviously. Yeah, but he's been awesome. I mean, he's one of their, I mean, Seager and Semien have been fantastic, but otherwise Higgy, probably their third best hitter right now. So hopefully that's nothing serious moving forward. Shohei Ohtani, guys. I mean, every day he's doing something unbelievable. First lefty in the modern era with a streak of five or more straight games with a home run, and a streak of five or more straight games with a stolen base in his career. I mean, Monday, he gives up a homer. Then he goes up to the dish and says, okay, this is fine. I'm going to get this thing back myself. Hits a two-run blast. Give the Dodgers the win. He's just a one-man wrecking crew. It's unreal what Shohei Ohtani's doing.
Yeah, his speed is phenomenal. Like, at that size, with the power that he has, and then still with the base stealing and stuff, he's ridiculous. And I just saw it looks like the Dodgers, down to their last strike, were down one to Minnesota. Freddie Freeman with a nice little double to go ahead and walk it off for the Dodgers.
They needed that because their bullpen blew one last night. So they get back in the win column tonight, and our fellas were out there. They went out there. You didn't want to go? You had work to do, Brian?
Yeah, I had work to do. Here we got like a bobblehead, as you can see on the camera. That's what the guys got last night.
Yeah.
Can you see that? The little bobblehead?
To Oscar.
From the Dodgers?
On that fan com. Yeah, on the fan cam, not the com. The fan com.
Fan com.
Yeah, to Oscar Hernandez, you didn't play. That is weird. Man, did you guys
see throwing the bat. It's kind of a cool bobblehead. He's kind of throwing the bat a little bit there.
That like Mac Miller bobblehead night that they did for the Pirates over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It was
a full crowd, right?
Most attended game of the year, for Pittsburgh. And Mac Miller's mom threw out the first pitch. Like, it was pretty badass. Shout out to Mac. RIP, bro. We miss you. But goodness gracious, I don't know that this was avoidable, Eric, with the burger store you told us yesterday, like the place in Milwaukee that was going to give away the free burgers.
Yeah. 12-game win streak for the Brewers was going to result in free cheeseburgers for everyone in the greater Milwaukee area.
But as soon as the word got out, I mean, I don't know. Is this the jinx of all jinxes? Because they lost. They lose. They had the sensation, Mizorowski. The Miz goes there. He gets pulled in the fourth. He had his worst start so far. Only goes 3 2/3. Struck out 7 of the 14 batters he faced. Then he got lifted because of workload concerns. And then, bam. Cal Raleigh and the Mariners. Cal Raleigh with his 39th homer. They spoiled it for Milwaukee, and so the win streak is short at 11.
Yeah,
I can't rely on the Brewers to do anything for us.
The pressure of free cheeseburgers for everyone.
We were going to fly out there to get them.
That could swallow up anyone, even some of our greatest clutch players. So I feel for the Miz on that.
Man, stinks. Really does.
I think they turned around and got it done today, which is really
in that town. Can we just pretend the other one didn't happen?
We get a ketchup packet for a one win.
Just carry it over. Come on. Yeah. Mets are linked right now to Eugenio Suarez of the Diamondbacks, and there's going to be a bidding war for him.
Everybody wants this guy.
Oh gosh,
he's awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah, and he's almost like so good. It's like, do you really want to trade him if you're Arizona right now with how he's hitting? Like, maybe that's a guy I want to keep around here, but. Cubs want him. Mariners have also been looking into him. The Yankees. But the Mets are a team that will overpay. Arizona's got a lot of good pieces. Josh Naylor is also a name that I've heard for the Rangers. Naylor would make more sense to me maybe than Ozuna does, because I think Naylor could actually play some first base for you if you needed him to do that. But if they wanted to get a bat, that makes some sense there. But I do think from a Rangers standpoint, like, the ad's probably going to go into the bullpen. And I wonder what happens with Luke Jackson now after he got DFA'd today, because John Gray gets activated. Like, does Luke come back to the Rangers? Does somebody else acquire him? They need relievers. I mean, they've been absolutely luckily now, when you have not as many extra inning games as they were going into in that stretch, they're in a better place, and they've got an off day tomorrow. But when Luke Jackson, outside of the closer role, hasn't been terrible for him.
I mean, a 4.11 ERA, it profiles as a guy that a bullpen needy team will pounce on.
I'm with you.
Yeah. And I hope they don't, because I think he can come back and have a good 2 to 3 weeks for you. And if that happens in September, it could put you in the playoffs.
Yeah. How about Rich Hill? 45-year-old Rich Hill. He actually got in the game yesterday as the Royals just picked him up. And it was the 14th team, an MLB record, 14th team that he has gone out and made an appearance for. He started 20 years ago. June 15th, 2005 was his debut with the Cubs. And now at 45 years old, he's out there and getting it done for the boys. Unbelievable, Rich Hill.
You know what? I was thinking when he went out there, I was thinking of that guy on the movie Major League. You know, the old guy that goes out there, the old pitcher dude that's got Vaseline all over himself and stuff like that. What was that character's name? You guys know these movies better than me.
Nuke LaLoosh?
No. That's Bull Durham. Okay. But in Major League, it was the old crusty pitcher.
I'm sure somebody's going to text this in.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I ask a movie question, and you
Dennis
guys never.
Dennis Haysbert.
Was that the actor's
Pedro
name?
Pedro Serrano.
No, he was the first baseman. Mike.
Eddie Harris, Gaylord, played by Chelsea Ross.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think he was Eddie Harris. I think that's who it was.
I think that's
what I said. I'm not asking anymore.
Veteran junk ball pitcher?
Did you say Eddie Harris? I don't think you did.
No, I definitely didn't. I said Eddie Harris.
You did, Dawson. I'm never asking another movie question again.
Good.
Lou was the manager.
Lou's my guy.
Hey, shout out to old guys getting out there and getting after. There's nothing wrong with that.
I love it.
No.
Is you can do it.
Yeah.
I can go to the gym and I can go crazy. It's the recovery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it night after night after night after night.
And I bet his arm is feeling it today.
Boy.
Yeah.
I mean, only I made a mistake. Dear Lord. Was the check enough? Well, probably.
That's older than Nolan Ryan, though?
45, was it? I don't know if it was. He's made more appearances.
I think Satchel Paige did. I don't know. Satchel Paige? I mean, I think he's the oldest.
Yeah, he was going into his 60s.
There might be one of the Perry brothers.
Oh, Gaylord.
Phil Niekro.
Yeah, but those were knuckleballers, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Charlie Huff was old. Yeah, wasn't he an old dude?
Oh, he was. Pitcher? Yeah, he had gray hair and the whole deal. I'm surprised more pitchers can't pitch into their 40s effectively.
Jamie Moyer, the oldest
pitcher to win a game at
49 years old.
Should have known.
49 for Jamie Moyer.
Throwing 72 miles an hour.
Holy crap, that's unreal.
Salad.
He's paying the corners, though.
Dawson, you don't remember Jamie Moyer at the Mariners?
Oh, yeah, he was on the 2001 team. I probably board-opped all 30 of his starts.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah,
and we thought he was old and washed up then. He had like 15 good years left in him. We got to run. Greatest moments in the history of the Rangers regular season as we get set here for the pregame show coming up next in the Jeep.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bag Nation. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Rangers pregame coming up here at 6:30, 7:05 first pitch. Corbin is going to be on the hill as they look to sweep the Mariners tonight, or the A's tonight, and that would be something. Two games over 500 right now, as I believe we've witnessed the turning point, and my confidence is paying off. My confidence in this baseball team. Who would have thunk it? All righty. Maybe I should do that a little bit more. Just be confident and believe.
Crotch first. Even
when you're like 8 games out of the hunt. Okay. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. What's your favorite moment in Rangers regular season history? The Morning News is doing a bracket on this. Okay. This is Nate Sanchez in the Morning News. You're going to be able to go on and vote. They have 16 moments.
Okay.
And there have been some outstanding ones over the years. You know, obviously this depends quite a bit on your age. One I didn't see is just like, for historical context, the best regular season moment of all time is that Saturday they beat the Mariners, isn't it? I don't think you're going to be able to vote on this. I don't think people have like visceral memories, but you know that feeling of relief, even though it was shrouded in negativity because they dropped like 7 of their last 9 or something like that to barely back in. But that Saturday win was huge.
Yep. I mean, hell, there's no World Series if that doesn't happen.
No.
That's probably the biggest win in franchise history.
You got Kenny Rogers, obviously the perfect game in 94 against the Angels. Still just one of 24 perfect games in big league history, of course, preserved by the great Rusty Greer, one of your favorite Rangers of all time. They're the center fielder.
Did they have the 30-run game against Baltimore?
Yes. Yes, the 30-run game against Baltimore was wild. All those runs came in just 4 innings, including a 10-run 6th inning.
I never realized it was four innings just to get 30. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was like 10, 6, 7, and 7. I mean, just absolutely broke out the conga line in 4 of those 8 or 9 innings. I'll always remember, I was sitting right over there at that hotel because my house was being built. We'd moved out of the apartment. There was still like a month to go. So I was living at that hotel right there for a month, maybe a month and a half, with tiny baby Abby, and Josh Hamilton hit the 4 bomb skis with the double. Guy was 5 for 5 with 4 home runs and a double, set the record for most bases.
Crazy.
What do you have, like 10 ribbies?
He had to have had at least. I mean, that was, I can't believe you stayed at that hotel, though. Was it in nicer condition?
No, it was not.
Good God.
No, it was, it was the cheapest and best one I could find that would allow me to have, at the time, Harvey and Burger, our two pugs. Yeah. I think Zapata might have been with us at the time as well. A little poodle mix, but
wow, a bunch of dogs in a hotel room, bro.
Dude, it was terrible. Disaster. It was terrible. 27 games in, he had 14 home runs and was hitting .406 there.
That's
in 2012. Nolan Ryan's 7th no hitter. Nolan Ryan's 6th no hitter. Both of those are in there. Adrian Beltre's 3,000th hit.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool, wasn't it? Were you doing pre and post game at the time?
I was actually pulling the highlight for it. I was working the highlights during that time when Hixey had that awesome call.
Nolan Ryan fighting with Robin Ventura. Nolan Ryan makes 3 appearances here. Odor Batista does make an appearance. The Gary Matthews Jr. iconic catch in 2006. That's an all-timer. The franchise's first game in 72. Frank Howard hitting the first home run in the first inning. Pretty badass, but it's been a long time now, and it's definitely a franchise that is now littered with some great history, and the World Series just puts the perfect bow in context on it. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here, 75 and Fitz. You just went 4.5 flawless once again. Okay, tune in tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. It'll be a full show. Thanks to, of course, Brian Broaddus out there in Oxnard, California, getting the job done for us for Woolchuck and Schiafalo. I'm Gavin Dawson. And until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.